Welcome to our second NFB 2014 interview special. New updates to Nearby Explorer, JAWS 16, and K-1000 are just a few things covered in this special, so sit back and enjoy.
Experience the power and versatility of BrailleSense Firmware 8.2.
You asked, HIMSS delivered.
Collaborate with your friends and colleagues with our Facebook app. Simplify complex keystroke combinations with our Macro Manager. Record in DAISY, and so much more. We can't list all the new features here, so visit us on the web at www.hims-inc.com or find us at the summer conventions. HIMSS, your needs are our solutions.
Welcome back, everyone, to 2014 NFB in Orlando, Florida. And what I am about to do right here, right now, is tradition. For those who have been listening to Sarah talk for a while, they know that I have to. It's a pilgrimage. I have to come see this man, Mr. Steve Baum. How are you doing there, sir?
I'm doing very well and very happy to be at NFB for one more year.
One more year.
Yes.
What, Orlando again and again and again. Yeah, no,
you
I
know,
understand.
Orlando in July. Who could pass that up?
That's exactly correct. Absolutely. So, Kurzweil 1000, it is a good friend. It is a powerful tool. It is something everybody uses it would argue no less about. What's good? What's going on? What's new? Even if we have to say Windows 8.1 updates, what's going on with the great Kurzweil?
Lovely. It actually worked very well under Windows 8. There's almost no problems in there. And yes, 8.1 is a necessary thing. There was one funny thing with 8.1, which is that if you migrated to 8.1 and did not uninstall and reinstall Kurzweil 1000, you had a problem.
Ooh.
But it was a fairly quick fix.
Yeah.
You would suddenly say, gee, it doesn't work. Let me try a repair or an install, and it would suddenly magically work again. So it was no real problem.
Yeah.
I am at the moment actively working on Kurzweil 1000 version 14. I am hoping that it will ship in the fourth quarter. So, maybe if I'm really lucky, September, October, that kind of time frame. I have the OCR engines upgraded. I have new dictionaries. That's
Ooh.
Done.
Cool.
I am beginning work on features, and I'm soliciting features. I'd be happy to take people's suggestions.
Okay.
What I've been hearing again and again, what surprised me at first, which is that people wanted it to be able to write PDF files.
Oh. That would be cool.
My immediate response was, why? Isn't PDF the enemy? and it often is, but if you are working in an environment where most people expect to see PDF files, it's very nice to be able to do a save as or just a scan to PDF and get that done.
Right.
Anytime you buy a scanner, you will automatically have software that will create PDF files, but it may not be accessible, and that has proven to be a problem again and again for people.
Well, you know, some people like staying in that native editor, and they might be familiar with the key command, so that might be a reason why.
Yeah, people will, in general, stay and use, stay in that environment and will be happy with it. But so I'm at the moment adding features, and if people have suggestions, they can always get in touch with me and ask. Those are things like, my email address is steve.baum@kurzweiledu.com, KURZWEILEDU.com. If anyone's keeping count, that's probably about the sixth or seventh email address I've had in the last 5 or 6 years.
That's true.
Because the company keeps changing its mind about what its domain name should be. So there we go. That's what it is again.
Absolutely. So definitely looking forward to some updates that are coming later in the year. We might actually see another Windows update. I heard that the other day.
Oh my.
So yeah, okay. That's bi-yearly updates of Windows. That's fun.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, well, you know, it's the top of every bullet release
mm-hmm.
from now on. So, and the powerful product that it is, and of course the extras, which is always my favorite, to see what other things people have passed along to you in the file, and always worth a browse of that disk.
Oh, yes.
Steve, thank you for your time. It would not be a convention if I didn't come by and see you.
My pleasure, Joe, and thank you for stopping by.
For the 2014 NFB convention sponsored by HIMSS, I'm Joe Steinkamp for the Serotalk Podcast Network.
Are you tired of browsing through thousands of sites just to find the news you want? What about recipes, shopping, radio stations? Wouldn't it be great if there was a single place where you could find all these things and a lot more? There is. Discover Samnet with the widest and most complete content ever assembled for the blind community. And speaking of community, you can use Samnet's voice chat, instant messaging, and users forums to communicate with family, friends, and others who share your interests. To learn more about Samnet, please visit www.serotech.com. That's www.serotech.com. Or call us toll-free at 866-202-0520. We're Serotech, the Accessibility Anywhere people.
Sunny Florida brings us even more information from NFB 2014, sponsored by HIMSS. This is Joe Steinkamp on the floor, and I've already talked to Steve Baum, but another person that it would not be convention without hearing from, Larry over at APH. Larry, how's the show been so far?
It's been pretty darn fantastic, as usual. I love these NFB conventions. They're full of great information and interesting people and independent people. That's what I love to see.
Absolutely. And after two or three conventions at the same hotel, they should be a lot more independent.
You do get to kind of know your way around a little bit.
Absolutely. That long walkway through the exhibit hall.
But... Well, and I think hopefully by next year we'll have some indoor navigation solutions that'll be very useful to people. And that's not saying that we're doing anything or not doing anything, but I just feel that the forces are converging to make this possible and feasible within the next year or two.
Isn't it awesome when mainstream technology needs what we want? Isn't that just great?
It is amazing. Sometimes we have to lead mainstream technology, but that's okay too.
CarPlay wouldn't have happened without Siri. That's what I always tell people.
That's probably true.
So what's new? We've seen each other back in San Diego, but you tell me there is a lot going on with APH.
There is a lot. Probably one of the most exciting things in the whole history of APH is our whole revamping of our textbook production process. We are gearing up for digital distribution of high-quality textbooks with math and tactile graphics.
Wow. Okay, that is cool.
Yeah, that'll get your attention.
Yes, sir.
Don't know when that'll roll out. We hope as soon as the next year and continue to roll out after that with additions, especially to the tactile graphics part of it. And we're talking about augmenting your Braille on your refreshable Braille display with haptic feedback for tactile graphics.
Wow.
Or even other ways to do it. So we're very, very excited about that.
Amazing. Okay, cool. You're right.
I was just showing Ken here a new feature we're just releasing for Nearby Explorer. And for those of you that do not know, Nearby Explorer is the GPS app for Android. It's on the Google Play Store. Sells for $99, and what we're showing here is the new touchscreen virtual map support.
What?
So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. So let me just give you a little background on how Nearby works, just so you'll get an appreciation for what we're doing here. So normally, Nearby Explorer has 20 items on the main screen, and you can touch the screen and get current information about any of these 20 items, and they're things like the street address, the nearest place, the approaching street, city, state, blah, blah, blah. So when you go into the map view on the menu, well, first of all, let me back up. Whatever you check on there, not only, like I said, you can touch the screen and see what the current state of that is, where you are, but if you check it, you can lock the screen, put it in your pocket, and it'll continue to announce the checked items as you move about your environment. So it's really good as you're walking along. It'll say, Main Street on the left side, 30 yards ahead.
Wow.
Or whatever.
Gotcha.
And we've always been doing that. But what's new in this release is this virtual map on the touch screen. So whatever you have checked, now you can also touch the screen. And what I've done is, we went into the map view, and by default, it shows you 1,000 meters across your screen from left to right. I've expanded it out to 100 miles now. So as I touch around on the screen,
Plus, Cornell, near Stepford Hills High School on Humphrey Drive. Near Chesahoe, near Peace Marina and Campground on Riverside Drive. Near Salt, near Horse, near Roy's Restaurant on 1st Avenue West W.
So I just changed counties. I'm going to actually widen this up to a few hundred miles.
With 644 miles.
644 miles across now. So now as I go, I'll be moving from state to state.
Leon County, Georgia, Grady County, near Camp Colworth County, Georgia, 3, Macon County, Drayton, Crawford County, U.S., 80.5 miles, Spalding County, Boyd, DeKalb County, Red Hill Circle, Cherokee, Gilmer County, Bullardown Road, 99 yards,
I'm north, to the right.
South, Spartanburg County, Old Hills Bridge Road, 0 point, Chester County, North Carolina, Union, Anson County, Richmond, Cumberland, Sampson,
now,
County,
in addition to just moving around on the screen, I can also scroll the screen, so I'm going to scroll to the west a little bit, because there's not too much to the east of us here in the U.S.
Florida, Orange County, near Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, 2,901.
And as I scroll, it announces what's closest to the center of the screen, just like I had moved there. I'll keep scrolling.
Near Post Office, Windham, Texas, Swisher County, County Road, 314
yards. I'm all the way in Texas Memorial now, Hospital, so let me touch around on the screen and see what's around in Texas.
I gotta drive home that way. Wish I could move that fast.
Near San Miguel County,
boy, that would
near
Delta,
County, Shore Ranch Road, 0.7 miles, Colfax County, near Dorsey, Colorado, Los Alamos County,
CR-64.81.4
miles, Fremont, Gunnison County, County Road, 888, 0, County Road, 12 at 0.4 miles, near Arapahoe County, near Highlander, Park, New Mexico, Rio Arriba County, near Dulce Middle School on Hawk Drive.
So, Now, let's say I'm in New Mexico now. Let me get to a little more populated place, maybe around, let's see.
Dunley County, Spartan County, Hollis Road, 0, Oklahoma, Rear, Roger Mills County, N1800 Road, 0.4 miles west.
Okay.
Near Leon Laird Municipal Airport on N1840 Road.
So now I'm going to swing this phone into geobeam position. I'm in Oklahoma. I'm going to turn the phone sideways and point the end of it and move around, and I can see what's around me where I'm at.
Reagan Elementary School, 10 miles.
So there's an elementary school 10 miles away. There's not much else around it. I don't know.
Blackheady National Grassland, 5 miles.
In the grassland, okay.
Yeah.
Tornado
Alley,
7,
20 miles.
Tornado Alley, nice.
Wow. Well, it is Oklahoma.
Outdoors, 10 miles.
And you can't appreciate this on the recording, but in GeoBeam, whether you're using it live or with the virtual maps, it vibrates when it points to an item that's on the map. It beeps in a specific tone, depending on how far you are away from it. It announces what it is and how far it is. So what that beep does is if you're in a crowded area with a lot of points around you, you can sweep across the environment and quickly determine what's closest and farthest, and then focus in on that and find out what it is.
That is fantastic for someone who says maybe they've lived in a county for a long time and they understand north, south, east, and west, but they've never had a physical representation.
Well, what I love GeoBeam for is going down, riding in the car at 60 miles an hour and just pointing it to the left and seeing what's going by
window.
Or to the right.
Yeah.
And you can adjust the radius, too, so you can look out to 30 miles away with it.
Gee whiz.
So, that's Nearby Explorer. And
So to make this, because some people who write into that Android show don't completely understand, this is kind of version, it's kind of agnostic. You don't have to have a certain talkback version to be able to use Nearby Explorer well.
Right. Nearby Explorer is sort of a hybrid application. The interface is accessed with your screen reader, so you check and uncheck your boxes, go into your menus and stuff with the screen reader, but it's also self-voicing so that if you check those items, or if you touch the screen like we are here in virtual mode, you can put it in your pocket and it speaks its own without even the screen. You wouldn't even have to have a screen reader running.
Right, right. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have a certain phone or a certain version of Android. I think people who aren't familiar with Android sometimes get confused by that.
Actually, you do have to have 2.3 or higher.
Right.
It won't work on 2.2
anymore.
Or earlier of Android. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's funny, last month my Droid 4 died and I was actually on an LG Ally running 2.2. And
wow.
I had forgotten what that was like.
That's, that's quite a ways back.
That was whiplash.
Yeah. a couple other new things we've got here is APH has now released our version of the Perkins Smart Brailler.
Okay.
And that's a sort of a combination between a physical braille writer and an electronic. So it speaks what you're typing. And one of the things we've added to it is apps. So we have a program, a curriculum for teaching Braille called Building on Patterns. And the exercises in that are actually applications on here. So it guides you through, like, type W, and if you type it right, to say good, and type the next letter, and it'll tell you, you know, if you get it wrong a couple times, it'll tell you what the dots are for it until you get it, and just kind of hold your hand while you're learning Braille.
Excellent.
So it's really for kindergarten through third grade. You know, those of us that already know how to type Braille, it's probably not that much use for. But
maybe if we're teaching our children or looking towards Braille literacy.
Or if you're a parent with a young child that needs to learn Braille. Exactly.
Fantastic. All right, Larry, that sounds like a cornucopia of new stuff. You were absolutely right. He said there was a lot of new stuff, and he wasn't kidding, folks.
All right.
Where can people find out more about how to get this wonderful new stuff and contact APH?
We're on the web at aph.org, or you can call us at 800-223-1839.
Larry, always a pleasure to see you here at conventions, and I look forward to seeing you at some others later in the year and, of course, next year. Thank you for your time, sir. Joe Steinkamp for the Zero Talk Podcast Network, reporting from Orlando, Florida for NFB 2014.
Live in Orlando for the Zero Talk Podcast Network, doing coverage sponsored by HIMSS, and it wouldn't be an NFB convention if we didn't talk to the wonderful guys at AT Guys. Hey, JJ Meadow, how are you?
What's up? How you doing?
It's a wonderful convention so far, and you guys are doing a brisk business. You can't go by the AT Guys booth without seeing, you know, 12 other people there. So what's moving this time, and what cool things do we have to talk about? It's summertime. It's you know, barbecue. Anything to do with that? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we have a brand new product that's been really popular. Actually, it's called the iGrill and the iGrill Mini. So these are products some people might have heard about, but actually there's been a lot of work done recently to make the app for the iPhone really accessible. So that's why we're really excited about it now. So the iGrill 2 and the iGrill Mini are wireless grilling thermometers that work with your iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch. So you can take a probe, a wireless probe, stick it into whatever you're cooking, whether it's on the grill or in the oven, and then on the app, within about 100 feet, you can see the current temperature, and you can set a preset to have it alert you. Say you're doing a medium rare steak, or say you're cooking duck. Doesn't matter. There's a built-in preset, and if there isn't, you can add one. And it knows the temperature that it's supposed to be at. You set that, and then it will give you an alarm when that food is done.
That is very, very cool. Now, we have an iOS app that is relatively accessible. Have they done anything for Android, even though this is iGrill and the i sort of implies Apple? Anything for Android?
It is in the works, they say, hopefully towards the end of the summer, and we will do our best to work with the company to make the Android one just as cool and usable. I will mention quickly, if you're going to get the app, get the one that says iDevices. The older one that's called iGrill is not the one that works with these current models.
Good to know. You are doing lots of cool things with sound, be it headphones, speakers, that kind of thing. I finally just got my hands on a sound pod today. Let's talk a little about that.
Yes, so we got a bunch of really cool music and wireless products. The sound pods, for those who don't know, are a wireless Bluetooth speaker. And what makes this one a little bit different is, for one, it's really small and affordable, but yet really loud. So it's a $50 speaker. And it also, in addition to being wireless Bluetooth, has a micro SD card slot. So you can take a micro SD card up to 32 gigabytes, pop it into the sound pods, and you can have music with you wherever you go. And you don't even have to worry about pairing it to anything.
That's really cool. And you just use previous and next track buttons to move between?
Yeah, it's actually a single button that actually you flick it to do previous and next track, or you can flick and hold for volume. And of course, it'll also integrate if you have apps on your phone or your computer that support those controls. It'll work there as well.
Awesome.
One additional thing. So on the sound pods, we have all that. Same company, Blue Tiger, makes a set of headphones, stereo headphones, called the Soundtracks. People have been looking for a nice, good-sounding stereo Bluetooth headset, and I think this is it. It actually has those same cool features, micro SD card slot, and the, you know, the play, pause, and previous and next track buttons, and a good wireless Bluetooth sound, so nice, you know, decent-sized ear cups on ear headphones. Also does have a microphone, and it's a really cool way to listen to your music.
So you can pair this with any Bluetooth device. You've got a microphone. You can use it with your phone. You can use it with just whatever you happen to have.
very nice. Is there a wired connection? Some Bluetooth headsets have. Okay, great. So you can do a 3.5 mil jack and you're set.
Absolutely, there's a cable that comes with it.
A lot of people are really liking the Aftershocks Blues, speaking of Bluetooth headsets, so you got those as well?
We do. So the new version is called the Blues 2, and for those who have seen the older ones or those who not, who have not, it's a definite improvement. The Blues are are headphones that are designed to rest on your cheekbones as opposed to covering your ears. Mm-hmm. The advantage being for walking around and then for GPS, so you can hear your surroundings as well as the headphones. The new version has several improvements, including a better, what we call, sound leakage. In other words, the sound won't leak out of the headphones and disturb your neighbors as much. The electronics, the controls for the headset are now on the side, so it gives it a lot more flexibility for wearing the headphones and make sure you won't break them as easily. They're also more snug to your face, so it actually it's a little more comfortable fit than the first generation. So that's just some of the improvements, and they've been flying off the shelf. In fact, they already sold out here at NFB.
Amazing. Let's talk about one last thing that seems to be really super popular. I think you guys have had this for, I think you had them last year and this year as well. Keeping everything all nice and charged up, the talking charger for batteries and such?
Yeah, so MyCharge makes a talking battery pack that we've sold, and they really were about to discontinue it because it's a little bit of an older model, but we convinced them to make us another run of them so we would at least have them for a few more months. So it's the MyCharge Peak. It's a 6,000 milliamp battery backup, so it's a talking battery, which really gives you the advantage of knowing that your battery has some power to charge whatever you need it to be charged, whether it is an iPhone, whether it's an Android, a Victor Stream, or a BookPort Plus, or whatever else you have. You know how much battery is left in that talking battery at all times. You can charge up to three devices at once, and you can charge the battery straight from the built-in wall plug. It does work with the iPhone. If you have an iPhone 4S still, then you use the built-in 30-pin connector.
Right.
If you have an iPhone 5, then you stick your Lightning cable, plug it into the USB port, and you can charge things that way. So lots of power. Anyone who knows about the battery packs that are built into the phone, like the phone cases, those won't have nearly as much power as this does.
No.
You can charge your phone close to three times off a single charge of this battery.
AT guys, with this and so much more, where can people find you at NFB, ACB, the web, social media, all that happy stuff?
Oh man, so here we are in booth D, as in Delta 7. If you happen to hear this quick enough, we can still help you. We're here until Saturday. We will be in Las Vegas. We will be at booth 45. And if you're not able to make it to either of those fine places, you can come to our website anytime, atguys.com. It's atguys.com. You can call 269-216-4798, and we're on a zillion social media platforms, including Twitter at ATGuys, Facebook.com/ATGuys. You can also email support@ATGuys.com.
There you go. Everything you ever wanted to know and perhaps a bit more about AT Guys. Thank you, JJ. It's always a pleasure, and hope you guys have a wonderful show.
Thank you so much, Ricky.
For the Sarah Talk Podcast Network, I'm Ricky Unger.
Everyone, we are back in the beautiful, sunny Orlando. We have managed to avoid all the clouds still. And you know who was with me, who chased all the clouds away? Yeah, it's my good friend Jeff Baser from Dolphin. Jeff, how you been?
I'm a meteorologist in a previous life, or I play one on TV or something like that.
There you go. That's exactly it. And who knew that Dolphin had this in the new guide, right?
That's right. That's right. Good to see you, Joe.
Good to see you too, Jeff.
You guys are alive and well, it appears.
Very much so, and it's been super duper crazy and all the stuff that's going on here at convention. And we're actually, I caught Jeff right as he's about to escape from the exhibit hall. So if you hear some extracurricular activity going on in the background, it's because we're kind of out by, they've got actually food court type stuff here, like Papa John's and some other stuff. And you know, this place is so big, this convention center, they actually have like 12 basketball games going on right now for youth.
Yeah, right next door to our hall, there's a hall equally as big that can do, like you said, 12 games at a time.
Basketball, that's crazy. That's how big this is. And it's going to be here next year, so if you are thinking about coming to Orlando, minus the fun weather issues, there you go. It's going to be a gigantic area.
Very cool.
It has very little to do with Dolphin. Jeff, let's talk about Dolphin.
Oh, man. Thanks, Joe. We are really excited this year because for the first time, we have NFB Newsline direct access to that in both our Dolphin Supernova and Dolphin Guide products.
How did you get Scott White to do that? That is amazing, Jeff.
Well, we buttered him up, and we said, Scott, here's what we'd like to do, and he was open to it, and it's actually worked out very, very well. So we have Dolphin Bookshelf that we've introduced in Supernova. The latest version there is version 14.01.
Gotcha.
And Guide version 9 that we released just before the convention here. And it's great because what we can do, just to give you a background on Bookshelf real quick, the idea is that we want to make it very simple for you to read wherever you like and however you like. So we can bring the content now to all of our Dolphin users directly in our program. So you can enter your credentials one time and do this either from Supernova or Guide. The experience is slightly different as far as getting through the menus, but the same idea applies as far as the bookshelf's concerned. So then you can select Newsline once you're there, and all of your content is available. So this is our first iteration, so we've got it all set to go by state or to look at the national newspapers. We're working on favorites and TV listings and that kind of thing that'll be out soon. But the beautiful thing is this just works. You open up your magazine or newspaper, you can navigate by article with your heading commands, and of course we can use our navigation, you know, smaller and larger, change our colors, so you can set it up as the user for whatever experience you need as far as the rate of speech and the navigation if that's what you're using.
That is fantastic. So we've got NFB Newsline, which is perfect for the NFB convention. Go figure.
That's it.
And all the changes that are coming to Supernova and then some of the stuff with Guide. What else is going on over there at Dolphin?
Well, that's just one thing. We've also introduced touchscreen capability in both products.
And I remember. I was actually fuzzing up screens in CSUN and making Gareth all nervous.
Well, we had a lot of them there. We had some large monitors we hung on the back of our booth there at CSUN. And then we went all the way down to an 8-inch tablet, and we had everything in between. And the idea was that we wanted you to be able to try the touchscreen, checking that out on lots of different sized screens or different environments. And so the idea here, and this is what we're really excited about, is when we talk about portability, it really kind of circles back around to Bookshelf. Because, again, we want you to be able to first get your content, but then be able to utilize it in whatever environment you need, whether that's on a large screen, maybe at the desk or at home, but also on a tablet that you can take with you. And we had, like I said, tablets as small as 8 inches there.
Yeah.
So these are portable, almost as small, Joe, as that really nice phone you just showed me, the Android phone you have.
Yep, that's true.
So, you know, and these are inexpensive too. And this is the full power of Windows too.
Yeah,
so,
none of that RT stuff.
No, this is full Windows to run Guide and or Supernova on these small tablets and to have all the content from Newsline there, or we do Bookshare and Gutenberg and other libraries are coming on. We're real excited about NLS, about Bard.
Wow.
I think by the end of the year we should have access to the catalog for sure. So you'll be able then to, you know, search that catalog, download, and then transfer to your favorite device.
You are messing with my mind here. So we're talking about a Windows tablet running full Windows with a screen reader and all of this book goodness?
You got it, sir. That's exactly right.
Oh, my gosh. That is just crazy. And with a Bluetooth keyboard, man, that is going to just fly.
That's exactly right. So you can do that. You can have the keyboard, or, of course, you can, you know, if you so desire and you are into the touch screen, you can use that, too. In fact, one of the models, the Dell models that we showed, it did have a keyboard, but then the guts of the computer was in the screen. So when you wanted just the touch environment, you could pull the screen off and take that with you, and you still had, for Guide for sure, you know, the access to all the menus and getting to all your content.
Right.
And then, of course, if you were going to type, we have a high-contrast keyboard that pops up on the screen. So, you know, for magnification, that's what you'd be able to use there.
You're making me want to use this on my Surface Pro 2, I'm just saying. That's just,
hey, it would work. You can try it.
I'm telling you, that is crazy. So all of that and more, what else is going on?
Well, one more thing I want to tell you quickly now. In Supernova, and this is pretty exciting in version 14, because we've introduced the ability to scan and read right from the product, too.
That's right.
So that's nice, because you can just select that, and you can scan using a hard copy, you know, your scanner for hard copy material. Or if you want to scan a PDF or, you know, electronic document that you've come across, we can do that as well. But the difference being that nobody that I know of, as far as a screen reader or magnifier, is giving you the ability to scan hard copy material in directly.
That
up
is
until now.
Nuts. Okay, no, wait, I did forget something. How's the alternative tech stuff coming? How are we doing on all the other products? So I know that's one of your very big passions at Dolphin.
Oh, absolutely, and it's going well. We've teamed up with IRE-AT. These guys are the distributors for the Index line of Braille embossers, and they have ALVA refreshable Braille displays as well. And we have significantly reduced the price, Joe, of Easy Converter. It's down to $5.95 now. The reason we did that is because we really want to have the K-12 market take a little more note of
right.
what we're doing.
Right.
And the beautiful thing about Easy Converter is not only can you do Braille, but of course we can do large print, DAISY, MP3, and plain text too. So we are working on the K-12 market, getting this out to show them. And the IRE folks, because they have the Index embossers, lots of their time is spent in that space. So along with an Index embosser comes a copy of Easy Converter at a very nice price. In
wow.
fact, the same price Duxbury is.
Wow. There is a perfect team up right there. Fantastic. Jeff, where can people find out more about all this fantastic stuff you've talked about?
So we're in booth C31 here at the show, and then our website is yourdolphin.com. And by the way, Joe, as you know, you can get 30-day trials of any of our software there as well. They all run 30 days. And then if this is something you decide you want, we can give you an unlock code, and that can happen in 24 hours, and you're up and running, good to go. So you never have to reinstall. And all of that, videos for the products, more training, that kind of thing can all be found at yourdolphin.com.
And fantastic tech support, as I know, because I know that guy pretty, pretty good, too. And you can hear Gareth on EOL Noms 2 back in March from CSUN, where we actually talked to him a little bit about entertainment. So find out the other softer side of Dolphin, because, you know, you can learn so much from those of us in the AT industry on EOLshow.com. See how I did that? That was a crazy plug.
That is interesting. And I just have to tell you, Gareth's been around Dolphin for years and years and years and knows those products inside and out. So we're glad to have Gareth.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Jeff Baser. That is Dolphin. Go see them and learn about the fantastic products from all the production all the way down to touching stuff. That is fantastic.
Thank you so much, Joe.
You bet. For NFB 2014 and Joe Steinkamp having flashbacks, sponsored by HIMSS, this has been the Saratok Podcast Network's coverage of NFB.
For the Saratok Podcast Network, oh, the sacrifices I make for this show, going to sunny Orlando, going to NFB 2014, getting coverage sponsored by HIMSS, and I am with Amy at BOM USA, and we are going to talk about the BOM Vario Ultra. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Ricky. Delighted to be with you, and thanks to your audience for listening.
Absolutely. So this is one of the things that people have been asking on Twitter and by email and anywhere else they can catch us. You have to go see BOM. You have to talk about the Vario. So let's first just talk about what the Vario is, Braille display. Which sizes do you have?
The Vario Ultra comes in two sizes, a 20-cell and a 40-cell model.
And there's something that's actually pretty unique about this. A lot of times we talk about Braille displays, and it's really all about, you know, how do the Braille cells feel? Is it crisp? Is it clear? And so on. But the Vario has one more thing that really sets it apart from other units, right?
Actually, it has two more things, I would say.
Okay.
One is that it can connect simultaneously to five devices, one USB and four Bluetooth devices. And you don't have to unpair or switch modes or anything. You just push a button and it will connect to your next device and keep it connected for as long as you have them enabled. So that's one thing, and that's very exciting, we think, for people who are both on the go and also need connectivity to computers. The other thing that I would say is that this is kind of a hybrid. There are three kinds of devices on the market. There are Braille displays, of course, which are what they say. They're Braille displays. They display Braille.
Yes.
Then there are full-fledged note takers.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a Vario Ultra, which is kind of a hybrid between the two. So in addition to being a very high-quality Braille display, we also feature a suite of note-taking applications. because it has internal storage, so you can take this when you're not necessarily connected to another device. You can use our word processor. You can use our Excel viewer, PDF viewer, scientific calculator. It has an alarm clock, a countdown timer, and a stopwatch. We will be adding PowerPoint support in the near future. And it also has file management so that you can store and read and write BRF files.
Excellent. So how do you go about transferring files to and from the unit? Is it going to be with a thumb drive, or can you do this directly just by hooking the unit up to a machine?
Actually, the answer is both.
Both.
You can put a thumb drive into the USB slot and transfer files that way. Or if you connect it to your computer, you will then be able to, it will come up as a drive on your computer, and then you can transfer files that way. And by the way, updating is very easy. We did it this morning on one of our units. You literally plug in a USB thumb drive with the file on it, you press one key combination, and it updates automatically.
That is wonderful. And the idea that you can actually update firmware on this device very easily and get more and more functionality, like the forthcoming PowerPoint support, that is certainly good news for people. Of course, the one thing that people are going to be wondering about is, number one, when does it ship? And number two, how much does it cost?
Absolutely. We are planning to ship at the end of July. And let me give you the pricing structure.
Mm-hmm.
For the 20-cell unit, it is, the regular price is $2,395.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy it during July, you get $100 off and free shipping. Also, let me mention that the 40 cell is $1,000 more, so $33.95
right.
For the regular price, and $32.95 plus free shipping if you order in July. Let me also tell you that we've hooked up with PayPal, and if you qualify for the Bill Me Later service, you can order it and you can spread out your payments over 6 months interest-free.
Yes, and that's a wonderful way to do things, especially for a Braille display, which is occasionally one of those things that you can't necessarily do it all out of pocket at once, but this puts it right within people's reach. And Bill Me Later, you're able to go right through that service rather than needing to call Baum USA, right? So you can just,
if you go to baumusa.com and you go to the pre-order page, you will then go through your ordering process and you'll have the option to go to Bill Me Later right from there.
Perfect.
And there's no delay in getting the device. We don't wait for the 6 months, because since we get our money from Bill Me Later right away, there's no delay in your receipt of the device. Let me answer one other question which your audience may be thinking about, and that is, Baum is in Germany, so they've been making Braille displays for a very, very long time, high-quality displays. But if you're wondering whether you'll get to have to get tech support from Germany or whether you'll need to ship to Germany, the answer is no. Our office is outside of Boston. You'll be dealing with the U.S. all the time, and we will be shipping to and from the U.S.
That is excellent. And one final clarification. We mentioned that this is a combination, sort of Braille display and note-taker. But there is no speech on the unit, correct? So
that
this is very
correct.
Much for the Braille
this
purists
is for the Braille
among you.
Users.
Yes.
This is for your privacy and for people who really want to use Braille. I put my iPhone in my pocket and I use the Braille, and I'm private and quiet, and I don't disturb anybody, and I can take my notes quickly and quietly and silently.
There you go. So for people who want to learn more about Baum USA and maybe perhaps follow you on social media, where are the best places to catch up with you guys?
Okay, you can go to www.baum, that's B-A-U-M, USA.com, and you can subscribe to our Twitter feed there, or there's a video that our president David Bradburn has put out. There'll be more. If there are descriptions of the devices and what they do, and we'll have additional videos and other documentation there forthcoming.
Perfect. This is really exciting. The Braille on this display looks beautiful, beautiful Braille. Gotta love it. Thank you so much, Amy, for taking a bit of time to speak with us. And again, these are shipping at the end of July.
Thank you very much, Ricky.
For the Saratok Podcast Network, I'm Ricky Enger.
Looking for the perfect gift for a loved one with vision loss? Elegant Insights Braille Creations offers a distinctive collection of jewelry and accessories, all handcrafted, made in the USA, and embossed in crisp, readable Braille. Find us on the web at elegantinsightsjewelry.com or call us at 509-264-2588. Attending the ACB National Convention, you'll find us in the exhibit hall in booth 62. Elegant Insights Braille Creations, jewelry and accessories with a tactile twist.
Welcome back to Orlando, Florida, here in NFB 2014, and I'm here with Eric Damry, longtime friend. Good to see you, sir. And you had a fantastic big conference already.
Yeah, we had a great turnout, Joe. We had our Tuesday morning session. We did about 3 hours with a group of about 150 people in there, and this is always a fun presentation because I get a room full of users that are all pretty experienced, so it's fun to have conversations with people that really know the product.
You've said that for years. I've always been at a lot of presentations Eric has done, and he really does mean that. When you can stump this guy, I'm telling you, that is an impressive feat. So there are so many changes coming in JAWS 16. Let's kind of give them through some of the wonderful things like the product names and some of the upgrade features.
Yeah, we covered three main things that I introduced here this week at the conference. And the first one is a change in our licensing model. So we're going to go from the traditional JAWS standard license, which only worked on home operating systems. We're changing standard. It'll become known as the home edition for non-commercial use. And it'll be the same price as the traditional standard, $895, but you can install it on any of the Windows 7 or 8 operating systems. It's not restricted to a home version. So if you have a pro computer, you can now use the standard version. The big advantage to that is your SMA just went from 200 down to 120.
Wow.
So we've had a lot of people taking advantage of it this week here at NFB, coming by the booth and changing their license actually down to standard so that they'll be able to get that 120 SMA in the future.
So our listeners going to ACB, that's going to be a show special as well?
Sure, and it's not even a special. That's going to become the price here. As we get to JAWS 16, people will all be buying it that way.
Fantastic.
So we can set your licenses up now to take care of that. So when JAWS starts up, starting with 16, if you have the standard version, it will say Home Use Edition. If you have the professional version, it'll say JAWS Professional when it starts. The only restriction we ask is that if you have a standard Home Use Edition, that you install it on your own personal computers. You don't take it to the office and install it on work commercial machines. You don't take it to school or libraries and put it on their equipment. Use it on your own equipment, that's fine.
Cool.
Okay, and then we introduced a couple of a feature and a change. So the feature I'll talk about is something I refer to as JAWS Command Search. Think of it as a search engine for JAWS keystrokes. So
this sounds like it came from many a demo. This is what this feels like.
Yeah, so you've been in Microsoft Word and you run into tables and you wonder, well, what are the different ways I can navigate this table? I can't remember. How do I get it to just read the entire column? How do I get it to move to the last cell? What are those keystrokes? So you'll do a command, and I'm not sure what the command is. I kind of know what the command's going to be, but it may change. I won't say the command, but there'll be a keystroke, and I'll tell you what it is as we release. You'll do the keystroke, and up pops a dialog box. It says JAWS Command Search. And you type in the word table and press enter, and you'll land in an HTML list like the results viewer, kind of like with Research It. You'll end up in a list that you can navigate with navigational quick keys and walk through all the different commands associated with table for the application that you're in.
Fantastic.
And then you'll learn what the command is, you'll learn what the keystroke to do the command is, and you'll be able to read the synopsis for the feature if you don't know it. So this is going to be a great feature to help people find things like text analyzer and skim reading and the OCR feature and all those things that they don't use every day, but they know they exist and they're going to just pop up the list and be able to find out more about them.
Absolutely, for task-specific uses or you get put on a project you've never ever used before, now you'll have a friend to help you through that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the web developers will like it. A lot of the trainers and the VI teachers that just don't know the features, they'll start to take advantage of this thing to find some of those things.
I agree, absolutely.
And then we've added in a change for forms mode. We've had manual forms mode, we've had auto forms mode. We've got a new feature kind of in the middle. I call it semi-automatic. So the idea with semi-automatic is that if you land on a web page that's got form fields and you're arrowing through, you'll stay in virtual mode, quickly walk through the document, and not hear the sounds of it going in and out of forms mode all the time.
Gotcha.
If you use navigational quick keys and you hit an edit field, it's not going to pop you into forms mode. It'll stay there and you can keep using navigational quick keys. But if you tab and hit a form field and it's in edit control, it will drop into forms mode and you can start to type. Now, if you're navigating with navigational quick keys or the arrow keys and you decide that you would like to enter it, you just press enter as always in manual mode and you'll drop into forms mode and you can start to type.
Wow, cool. That is a neat feature.
That'll be off by default when we ship. It'll be still set to automatic because a lot of people would call up.
It would be a jarring change at
first.
They
would call up and think we broke something.
Yeah.
So we'll tell people about it, and I think a lot of people will go in and switch to it.
You also did some on touchscreen again on this release, and you talked about it during the event.
Yeah, well, we've continued to do a lot with touchscreen. We've added support for a couple more of the apps. People, which is like the Contact Modern app, and the Reading List application have both been addressed, and we've continued to make improvements on gestures all the time. That's always ongoing.
And Dell tablets and
So we've been showing off some tablets here. I've got an 8-inch one from Dell that I think has worked out pretty well. Amazon had it for about $234, and it's a Windows 8 machine, included a license of Office, and I can install JAWS on there, open book, hook up a Pearl camera, run a Focus Braille display via Bluetooth, put a regular Bluetooth 40 keyboard on it. And I've got a pretty good functional computer that lasts a couple of years, and I'll get the next tablet.
And super fast because of the way that all that works. No more hard drives.
It really works nice with a solid state 32 gigabyte drive, and it's a 4-core Atom processor, which is surprisingly responsive.
Now, we had a question on Twitter. Mm-hmm. You announced kind of the XP support going away. This person desperately asked about Vista.
Yep, Vista will stay just as, Vista, Windows 7, Windows 8, no problem. But we are dropping the XP as of 16. However, customers who have JAWS 16 or get into JAWS 16 and still have an XP machine, they can still download the latest version of 15 or any other version of JAWS they want and use their 16 license with that.
That works out perfect. So if you've got that old machine that just still kicking around.
Right.
That'll work out really well.
But I was surprised that we had 120 or 30 people in the room Tuesday morning when I asked how many had XP, and there were only two hands that went up, and neither one of them used it as their main machine.
Oh, that's nice to hear for a change, isn't it?
It's a good sign.
Wow. That's so not what you usually hear. That's fantastic. Yeah. Is Magic going to adopt some of the same kind of pricing in the realms of home and the like?
Well, so Magic already has... You know, you have one version for Magic.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the home and the standard edition. So you either get the one with speech or you get the one without speech, and it can work either way. We didn't really set it up as a pro or a home use edition. It's one price for that product.
And any changes on SMA with Magic?
No, not at this time. But the SMA pricing on Magic is pretty reasonable anyways at $100 or less.
I host a Low Vision show. You know I had to go there.
Yep. We do have a new Magic here at the booth this year, running on Windows 8, and the people that have been stopping by are loving it. So I know people have been waiting a long time. It's rolling out this month for people to be able to start getting access to it.
Fantastic. All right, Eric, where can they find information at, I hear, a spiffy new website?
Yeah, we got a new website, should be getting live this week. Same address, freedomscientific.com. So I hope people will stop by and check out the new site, the layout, the accessibility features of the website, and explore and see what else is new. Keep an eye on FS Cast. We're changing our FS Cast so that there'll be a much more rapid deployment, let's say, of some of the stories, and it'll be a little shorter. So I think you'll start to see an FS Cast that'll start to show up weekly with 15, 20-minute segments.
Fantastic. And they can find that in iBlink Radio or, of course, on the website over at freedomscientific.com.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eric, for your time. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
Yep, bye-bye.
For StereoTalk Podcast Network, sponsored by HIMSS, this is Joe Steinkamp at NFB 2014.
live at NFB 2014 in very humid Orlando. For the Saratalk Podcast Network, I'm Ricky Enger doing coverage sponsored by Hims, and I'm catching up with Bruce Stover from Discover Technologies. Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Hi, Ricky. I'm fine, thanks.
It is great to see you again. We talked to you at CSUN, and we spoke at that time about the access to SharePoint and some of the challenges that are inherent in making that happen and the importance of doing so. For those who haven't heard that interview, let's get a quick overview of what Discover Technologies does.
Okay. Discover Technologies has created an architecture that enables workers who are blind or visually impaired to easily access and use SharePoint within their environment.
And again, this is a fantastic thing because if you are working anywhere that is using SharePoint and that audience is growing by leaps and bounds, this is something that you're going to encounter, and without this, it's going to be quite a challenge, right?
Sure enough. It's in 90% of the federal government. It's in about half of the state governments. It's in 80% of the Fortune 500 companies. All government contractors use SharePoint. If you're in a large organization, there's a good chance that you'll be using SharePoint.
Yes. For people who have never encountered SharePoint before, anything in particular that they need to know kind of going into this? Let's just do a brief overview of your organization is using SharePoint, or perhaps you're at a job interview and they say, hey, you need SharePoint access. Oh no, what do we do now? How does that dialogue happen between the employer, the employee, and you guys?
Okay, the employer and employee conversation is going to go something along the lines of, this is how you can communicate with your team members. This is how you can share documents, share calendars, events, and set calendar events, and observe meeting times and conference calls and so on. And the conversation between us and them would go something similar to, we have this architecture that we've built around SharePoint. We'd love to help you make your users accessible and usable with SharePoint.
So generally the employer contacts you then whenever this becomes necessary, or can the employee self-advocate as well?
They can do both. Whoever contacts us, we'll get in touch with the organization at the end. But the nice thing that we're trying to work on right now is we're trying to push the agenda for different facilities who are doing training to get in touch with us, and we will give them the software to do training so that they can train folks on how to use SharePoint and create a nice workforce made up of people who are blind and visually impaired.
That is wonderful. Are there any particular organizations that you're working with at this time? Training?
We've talked with the folks at Lighthouse.
Freedom
Scientific is also working with us on the training program. Those are the main ones right now.
Right?
There are others around who have talked to, or just smaller vocational rehab facilities who also are interested in offering this. But the nice thing is about it that you can take someone who is computer savvy and have them up on SharePoint within just a few weeks.
And that in turn allows them to put this sort of skill set on their resume and say, I am familiar with SharePoint, I know how to do this, and that's a very marketable skill.
It's a very marketable skill. You can go to almost any city in the country and put in SharePoint jobs in Google, and you'll find anywhere between 50 and a few hundred jobs that are available for SharePoint workers. So if you can get the skill set, which we can help you get, then we can help them find jobs.
I think this is a fantastic idea. And again, anything that we can do to increase the number of blind and visually impaired people in the workforce who are doing this sort of thing that requires some skill, that's all great.
Yes.
For people who want to know a little more about what Discover Technologies does, or if they want to contact you, maybe they have a SharePoint issue right now and are hoping you can solve it, what's the best place to go for that?
Thank you, Ricky. It's info@discovertechnologies.com. Just send an email there and one of us will get in touch with you.
That is excellent. As always, it's great catching up with you, and I think you guys are doing some wonderful things.
You are too, Ricky. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
For the Saratalk Podcast Network, I'm Ricky Enger.
Our thanks go out to Hims, Inc., as well as Elegant Insights Braille Creations, for sponsoring this year's NFB 2014 convention coverage. We have more interviews to come in an upcoming special, so stay tuned. For the Serotalk Podcast Network, I'm Jamie Pauls.